This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The job cuts at General Motors offer a portrait of what's going wrong at the world's largest automaker, or what has been the world's largest automaker. Toyota's catching up. GM announced yesterday that it will cut 30,000 jobs by 2008. In a moment, we'll learn what some of the plant closings say about the auto market right now. We'll start with Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio.
News of the decision to stop production at several North American plants came from Chairman and CEO Rick Wagoner during a special company-wide address just after 8:30 yesterday morning.
Spring Hill Line 1 in late 2006. Doraville at the end of its current product life cycle in 2008. And in Oshawa, Canada, car plant number 2 will cease operations in 2008.
In all, General Motors will stop production at 9 assembly, powertrain, and stamping plants. 3 parts distribution centers will also cease operations. Wagoner says the moves are crucial to the automaker's restructuring plan. GM has lost nearly $4 billion since the beginning of the year. Soaring gas prices this summer hurt sales of profitable sport utility vehicles. Health care and pension costs for active employees and retirees have also placed a strain on the company's bottom line. But even after months of bad financial news, many GM workers at affected plants say they're stunned by the job cuts.
Everybody was shocked. We weren't expecting it. Heard a lot of rumors before, but never took it seriously.
Tony Toddy has worked at the Lansing Craft Center for the past 5 years. He says most of his fellow workers began asking the same group of questions after listening to Wagner's address.
You know, they're just asking what's next. You know, where do we go from here? Are we protected? Will we be laid off any extended time? Or can we stay right here in Lansing and continue to work here?
Officials from the United Auto Workers Union say they're disappointed by GM's announcement, saying the job cuts will be devastating to union families and their communities. In a written statement, the union said its members are being forced to suffer because of the failures of GM management. News of the job cuts comes just a few weeks after the union ratified a deal to cut GM's health care expenses by shifting more of the costs onto employees and retirees. David Cole is with the Center for Automotive Studies in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He says while GM's healthcare deal with the UAW made headway in cutting costs, there's still plenty of work to be done.
This actually, I think, represents the beginning of the negotiations for the 07 contract. And the company said, we can't wait until we open those negotiations because we could be dead before then.
The next set of contract talks 2 years from now is expected to be contentious, as the company will likely push for more plant closures and additional health care concessions, while the union is expected to fight any moves to permanently cut jobs or place any further health care costs on its members. Cole says GM is doing what it can right now to reassure the financial community that it is moving aggressively to get costs under control. While the company says most of the jobs will be eliminated through attrition and early retirement programs, expenses may not shrink all that much since the UAW contract gives laid-off workers most of their pay until they find a new opening at the company, go to work somewhere else, or retire. But industry watcher John McElroy says there are still plenty of questions about how GM will reach the $7 billion in annual savings Rick Wagoner says the company will achieve by the end of next year.
Because remember, as these plants cease production and those workers become idle, they're simply going to be moved into the jobs bank where GM is going to have to continue to pay them. Even if it can get people to take a buyout, it's merely going to move them onto the pension rolls.
GM investors seemingly have some of the same questions about the automaker's plans. Many failed to be swayed by yesterday's announcement. Shares of GM fell nearly 2%, closing the day at $23.58. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.